In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the guest room.
And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to be for all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. I always find it interesting to pick out verses for these kinds of services that we sometimes have that are on a theme, whether they be a Christmas Eve service or an Ash Wednesday service, where we kind of go through the history of scriptures and throughout find the different scriptures that kind of fit that theme. And so in going through kind of all of these promises to that were made regarding Jesus in the prophets and in the Old Testament and the New, it was interesting that there was a through line that moved through all of them. And that was God's presence. In all of these promises, God is saying, I am with you. I will be with you. And if you know anything about the history of the Hebrew people, they had some really difficult times, to put it mildly. Times where there would be marauding invaders to come in and destroy their lands. Times where some of them, as the Babylonians did, destroyed the temple and took the best and the brightest away from their homes back to Babylon. And it is in these hard times that these prophets come with the promises of God. Promises like there will be peace, the lion will lie down with the lamb, and the little child will lead them. Promises of hope like the one made to the town of Bethlehem, to not fear, for though it was kind of meek as a town and did not have much power in the land, it said, but to you, it is in your land the Messiah will be born. You are chosen for this special purpose. A promise made to Mary. Imagine this poor young woman given this great prophecy from this angel. And even then, the promise is made, your son will be called Emmanuel, which literally translates to God with us. And this was not a new promise. This was the promise that had been made at every point in the history. Every point God is saying, I am with you. I will be with you. I have always been with you. And that is no more evident than on Christmas. On that night where God was not only with us in spirit, but with us in person, in the person of Jesus, who indeed was called Emmanuel because God was with us. So if this promise had been made to the ancient Israelites, to all of the family of David, to the little town of Bethlehem, to a young woman, to the whole world, what is to stop us from believing that this promise is made to us this evening? What is to stop us from believing that God is with us? God is with us in our hardest times. In our most challenging difficulties, God is with us. For what else is there to celebrate on Christmas than God is with us? To symbolize the bringing of God with us, to symbolize this birth of Jesus, the new life that comes to us in this new year, we light this Christ candle. These four candles represent the four Sundays of Advent that we have been going through. Hope, peace, joy, and love. And so now we will pray and ask God's blessing as we light this candle, and I'm going to ask Brian and Renee to come forward as we pray together. Let us pray and ask God's blessing on our candle lighting this evening. Gracious God, loving God, we are so very thankful that you are with us this evening. And not just here in this place surrounded by these four walls, but even when we go from here, we know that you don't stay in this building, but you go with us. This is the promise that was made that night so long ago. A promise that was heralded by angels, guarded by shepherds. A promise that was, God is with us. And so we pray that this light that illuminates from this candle this evening be a light that goes with us in our hearts. A light that guides us forward, a light that reminds us that you are with us always until the very end of days. We pray this in the name of He who is with us, Emmanuel. Amen.